Hello and welcome to Binge or Cringe. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.
And we are going to tell you what we think of things you can stream.
True story.
Things you can stream. Ready, go. And there's a lot.
There's full of casting and apping and
yeah.
Is that a word? Is that a thing?
It is now.
Okay.
Here's my thing. It's really hard for me to watch a show where I can't watch the entire thing whenever I want. If I have to wait a week, it has to be really good. And there are some that I will wait a week to watch. But it's like, I just want the whole thing. I just want it all out there.
Like you're saying, if you don't get all 12 or whatever dropped on you simultaneously, like, I have found, like, when I do try to go back to broadcast television, I find it really difficult. Like, okay, for example, Game of Thrones is going to come back next year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm addicted to some Game of Thrones. I'm not going to get all of those episodes simultaneously. Like, I have to wait 7 days in between them.
It's
like,
awful.
I don't know how I did this as a child. Like, I didn't have a network that was completely dedicated to cartoons, or I didn't have, you know, 6 volumes of whatever on Blu-ray. I'm not certain how I'm going to handle it. And I don't know how I did as a child either.
Adam, I'd like to say that this is the reason why we are not a patient people.
This is a true story. Like,
the media has changed us in the way we consume the TV.
I mean, I know it's a first world problem. It's not like a real problem, like, you know, like I don't have anything to eat or something. But I'm just recognizing now, like when I'm just like, oh, I got to have the next episode.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, well, wait till next Wednesday. And I'm like, wait, what? Next Wednesday? That's not that's not going
to
be good.
I was talking to a girlfriend who lives in South Africa, and she said, well, I've ordered my new iPhone. I'll be able to pick it up in 6 weeks. And I said, what? She said, third world country. She said, I can't just go in a store and get whatever I want.
Like, and I get upset if I, like, get something from Amazon and I'm like, wait, I can't get it in 2 days?
I know.
What kind of barbaric society do I live in?
I actually thought, is there a way for me to meet someone who's part of Amazon now, like in Mount Juliet, so I can have it today?
Is that a thing Amazon is doing now? Amazon now?
Yes. I know in certain cities in California, if you are a Prime member, you can have it delivered now.
Oh, that's dangerous.
Like,
that's too much power.
Like 2 hours, you know?
Like they say ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and I think that's what they were talking about.
2 hours, and it's like, okay, I guess I could wait 2 hours.
10 years from now, we're just like, what? It'll take how many hours?
It all reminds me always of this Homer Simpson reference on The Simpsons.
It only transports matter.
No, he's at the microwave. But I can't wait 30 seconds. That's what it is. But hey, we're here to talk about the streaming media. And so we're going to start with something that first aired on, what, FX, maybe? No.
All right, Justified?
Justified?
Yes, it is from FX. Yes.
Justified. Justified made its debut on FX in 2010. And the last show aired in 2015. It won 2 Emmys, 78 episodes, 6 seasons. It is mature. I don't recall why. See, unfortunately with the mature stuff, some of it just, I don't retain why it was mature.
FX is kind of like HBO Light. Like, they can't do everything that HBO does. And HBO does everything.
Right. Okay.
But, like, they can get away from some, they can get away with, like, some cursing, like, mild violence. Like, you can't split somebody's head off, but, like, you can shoot them and you will see them bleeding, like, in the floor.
Okay. Are we talking, like, full buttle nudity?
I think you can get a quick shot, like a half a second or
so something.
I'm sure somewhere out there there's a list of rules just being like, guys, it went over 3 seconds.
Yeah,
like,
we'll
you can't do that. You can trim 2 seconds off that. You can leave it in.
That's hilarious. Okay. Well, Justified stars one of our favorite people because we talked about him last week, Timothy Oliphant.
And Walton Goggins. Like, the two of these guys are the show. Like, and I don't mean that as a disrespect to any of the incredible supporting cast that they have in that show or some of the villains that they took over the years. But those two guys right there, like, are just the brick. And, I mean, they're the peanut butter and jelly of this show.
Mm-hmm.
Walton Goggins made a career. Well, I don't know about a career. Or he made at least a decade's worth of being on The Shield. Then he followed it with being in Justified. And if I can't, I can't remember off the top of my head, but I believe he was going to do another show on FX. I don't know if it happened, though.
So, in case you couldn't guess, this is a binge. It's on Amazon Prime. So, if you are an Amazon Prime member, it is free to you.
Now, and this is a show that initially, like, was one of the, you have to wait till next Tuesday.
Yes. Or,
I awaited with bated breath, like, mm-hmm. every time one of these episodes would come out.
See, I missed that arc. I think it was due to the fact that I had since reproduced, and...
it is time-consuming.
Kids, I tell you, they don't respect your TV time.
Or Timothy Oliphant.
No.
Like...
But now they're old enough where...
Hashtag respect Timothy Oliphant.
Hey, now. So, Justified is, first of all, one of the coolest names of any show ever.
Based on a short story by Elmer Leonard. I believe it's called Fire in the Hole.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the character originated. He, after the popularity of the show, he actually wrote a book, like, I guess, kind of expanding the character.
Mm-hmm.
Elmer Leonard did the books that Get Shorty and Be Cool mm-hmm. were based on. Like, Quentin Tarantino, I believe, is madly in love with the guy.
Yeah.
But if you've seen those, like, that's kind of similar to the flavor that you're going to be getting on those shows. Just whip smart dialogue. Mm-hmm. He was also
fast pacing.
Yes. Yes.
And it's funny.
Plays a lot like a modern day Western.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as much as
it is modern day.
Yeah.
This isn't back in the no electricity time. This is modern day.
Well, I don't know. Some parts of it do take place in Kentucky.
Like, oh, well.
There could have been some episodes where they didn't have electricity.
That may be true. And he does wear a hat, and he looks real good. I just want to throw that out there.
Jane and I watched the show for apparently different reasons.
Looks real good. I honestly just have a lot of images of him kind of doing the head tilt forward, and then you turn kind of up to the left-hand side, a little ma'am here and there, and just feet up on the desk. Those images stick with me.
When he got in trouble and you would hear his boss go, a deputy marshal, Raylan Givens, like, I loved every time, like, he would just crunch those words. Like, the show is just a tremendous delight.
So explain it. Who is this guy, and why is he justified?
Raylan comes from the backwoods of Kentucky. He is a deputy marshal.
He looks real good.
Raylan tends to get into trouble. He is one of those that shoots first, shoots later, shoots again, and while he's asking questions, he might shoot you.
But he's justified in his shooting.
Well, evidently.
Yeah.
Because the show would probably lose all...
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, he definitely earns its mature rating. Every season you would get a different main villain, if you want to. Mm-hmm. Somebody that was kind of pulling the strings. And like I said, I don't want to spoil too much of it going into like this, that, or the other, but they make sure to weave characters in and out of this. Sometimes they're friends, sometimes they're foes. Like, at one point, like, main villains may be working with the main characters. There was not a season that I felt that it had jumped the shark.
Ah.
Like, there's a lot of shows that at some point you just go, I don't know why this is on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Justified, I think it could have went another two seasons. Like, at a minimum. Like, and I'm assuming that FX probably felt that way and didn't want it to go to the point that people were just like, I don't want this. This is not necessary anymore.
Oh, I think it's still necessary. Now, I don't recall this. Was there something, what was his backstory that made him so justified? Because was he scarred in some fashion, and that's how he always knows?
His father, and some of this is touched on, so I don't want to go into too great a detail, was not a reputable man.
Oh, yes, yes, I remember. Okay.
And so, really, Raylan was the black sheep of his family. He was the only one that didn't want to turn to this life of crime. And, like, as you'll see explored in some of the later seasons, he could have easily, like, started dealing with all manner of black market this or like drugs related to this. He didn't. He chose to go the different path. And a lot of times in a lot of seasons and episodes, you'll see him kind of using the knowledge that he had of the this illicit behavior that's going on there, because this is basically his hometown, his backyard. He knows these people. He knows the ones that he needs to speak to. Patton Oswalt even makes a fantastic turn as the constable. I don't want to ruin it, but if you like Patton Oswalt, like, you get a delicious dose of him in.
He's everywhere.
As well, he should be. Like,
Patton Oswalt is the narrator for The Goldbergs, one of my favorite classic sitcoms.
He was the voice of the main rat in Ratatouille. Like, there is something that you have seen that you liked him in, even if you didn't realize that it was him.
And he's a stand-up comic.
Yes, yes.
So there's that. So Justified, watch it.
Oh, yeah, and then watch it again.
Yeah. Now, mind you, to get through 78 episodes, you're not going to be able to do this over a weekend, but just realize.
Oh, I think that's a challenge. I'm just saying, like, I mean, this thing, when the taste hits your tongue, like, I mean, like, you want to consume it completely. Like, get a pack of Red Bull, Monster, whatever your thing of choice is. And I'm just like, throw down on this show. You will not be upset that you did.
Justified, that's a binge. Now, Hulu has an original show called Harlots. Minion, look up and tell me who stars in Harlots, because I do not recall. Harlots made its debut in 2017. There are two seasons. I believe the second season is right now in the process of rolling out. Because Hulu, I don't want to say all the time, because I haven't checked Handmaid's Tale and I don't recall. But Hulu has a lot of shows where you have to wait week to week. And then they're all up there. So if you wait till they've put them all up, you can binge it all at once. They don't take those down right away.
Was the name Churlish Wenches? I'm assuming taken.
Let's see. Don't know her. Okay, so that's what I thought. No one I could remember at all. All right. Do you know Florence Scanwell?
I do now. I just from
Nancy
right then.
Nancy Birch and Lucy Wells.
I believe they were friends of Jimmy Olsen's.
Yeah, I think they were too. Maybe that was the character's name. Anyway, oh yeah, see, known for, I don't know the things she was known for. Okay, Harlots. This is something that I didn't intentionally watch, but I did because it's like, Harlots. I know what those are.
Which is how I choose all of my television shows. Justified, I know what that word means.
It's pretty much what it was, like Harlots. Now, oddly enough, Harlots is about, wait for it, Harlots.
No. I was going to go with crossing guards, pedestrians walking.
And it is a British show, I think. Yeah, let's go with that.
Sure, I like
because
it. Makes it classy.
I'm going to tell you right now, very few people will want to binge it. Here are things. What? Yeah, I know. Season two. Oh, it's an American-British drama series. Okay. Whatever. It's
a hybrid. Can run on both gas and electric.
Harlots, to me, is just about the costuming. Okay? There are a lot of corsets. And there are a lot of almost wardrobe malfunctions. And there is a lot of nudity. I'm sure. And my thoughts upon watching it were, they're not nearly dirty enough to be realistic.
Harlots.
No, like, the whole town is, it's like, oh, sure, that's a little rain, but come on.
It's more that the 2001 A Space Odyssey compared to, like, it's Star Trek The Motion Picture. It's a bit too squeaky clean.
Yeah. And, the costuming, there's a lot of clothes. And I think the costuming, that's the problem. I look at it and go, wow, that is really, there's a lot of fabrics going on there. I can hardly tell you the story. I'm
So what you're
going to say, there's a harlot with a
confused you.
There's a harlot with a heart of gold. There's that.
Isn't there almost always?
There is. Mm. And they're smarter than you
think.
Your
average bear?
Yes.
All right.
And then there's the higher ups, the muckety mucks, dare I say, who are we going to keep this house of ill repute open, or am I going to shut it down and change the law? That's really all I got from it. And of course, somebody's in love with a, wait for it, harlot. But she's promised to, she's owned by somebody. It's, oh, thank you, Minion. It's set in the 18th century, and it's about a brothel owner. Oh, I forgot all about this. And her two daughters. That's right. I forgot it. And the issue is, she's been in business for a long time. It's all coming back to me. She has her two daughters. She runs it like a business.
Well, I mean, as
yeah.
one would assume you
And
would.
It is profitable. And then there is a new madam in town. So that's it.
So and it's almost like the shop around the corner, but instead of bookstores.
Harlots. Yes.
All right. So if you enjoyed Jimmy Stewart in The Shop Around the Corner, you should love this.
If Jimmy Stewart were very bosomy, then you
and
would love
And had harlots.
This. Now,
I'm just going to tell you right now, the show we just described.
I'd watch.
Oh, my goodness, I'd binge that. I'd binge that till it hurt. Like, well, what's going on here? See, the madam opened one across the way there. What do you think, Harvey?
Yeah. I would watch that. Harlots clearly did not compel me to keep watching it. Now, I'm going to say this. This is where I have a problem when things are not good. It's not that the production is bad. It's not that, I mean, I can see a lot of money was spent on this. And there are different levels of bad and different levels of good. This is not something that Adam and I went and said, hey, go wear a corset. We're filming harlots. I mean, okay, I'd still watch that. But
it's an intriguing concept at the very least.
But, so I respect that it employed a lot of people.
But not necessarily like, you like that we hired somebody to make the sandwich, like brought in the ham, like harvested the vegetables.
I
but
can
not
tell.
Necessarily the it sandwich
is,
itself.
It is a show of quality in that sense. As I watched it, I wasn't going, could they not have gotten a different actor? It wasn't that kind of distracting. I guess to me it was just ponderous.
Mundane is not something you want to come away from a form of entertainment with.
Yes. However, if you want to see a lot of corsets and fabric, they got some serious costuming going on there.
There's some craft store out there that is just like
really
went
happy.
Nuts. They're like, oh my, what? Now, corsets? Fabric?
I did not watch the entire first season because it bored me. I do know there are some shows that get better. Obviously, this is making money for Hulu because they're in the middle of season two. I'm going to assume there are still harlots and there's still bad ones and good ones. And it's bosomy.
Houses and houses of ill repute.
Yeah, that's really all I have there. So from not that I wouldn't watch a show on harlots, I found this to be a yawn. So for me, I'll go with cringe.
I will second that.
However, I would enjoy watching with you, Adam, because you and I could make it very entertaining just for ourselves.
A mystery science theater,
yes,
if you will.
But here, if Adam and I are not sitting next to you and the show is on, I can't recommend it. That's all.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I think
okay.
that's fair.
But it is on Hulu, and it's something different. Hulu isn't just the show that aired last night. Now you can watch it on Hulu. Other stuff. And
they
some
are,
of it's really good. Some of it's really good.
This just doesn't happen to be one of those shows.
Yeah, pretty much. Now we're going to get to something that we could talk for hours and hours on end. So let's start with the first. The Marvel Cinematic Universe is also, because it's on TV, is it considered cinematic?
They exist within the same reality.
Okay.
But, like, they don't intertwine quite as intricately. Mm-hmm. As the cinematic films do. Like, the Defenders, like, didn't show up in Infinity War. Mm-hmm. Like, Daredevil didn't show up in Spider-Man Homecoming. Like, they will make passing references, possibly to each other, or even, like, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. might have somebody pop up in there, but they don't seem to interact in the same way mm-hmm. that the larger films do.
From what I, and I've seen all of these, but we're going to focus on Daredevil and Jessica Jones. From the first 10 minutes of Daredevil, it was like, give me more of this. It was so good. And looking at the four shows as a whole, all of it's going to take place in Hell's Kitchen, and they all intertwine, and I love that.
It is very street level.
Yes.
Like, where's it? Like, there are no spaceships in this. There is some, like, magic elements, but it feels a lot more personal,
mm-hmm.
if you will.
So, if you don't like superheroes and capes and hammers and stuff, I think you would have a chance at still liking this, because it's just not that feel at all.
Like, I don't want to say it. Realistic feels like the wrong term to use with a man clad in leather fighting as a ninja who is also blind.
I believed it.
But like, with that saying, if those things were possible, then yes, I think this is as realistic as you could depict.
For instance, they have jobs, regular jobs. And you see regular people.
Lawyers, private eyes.
It's much dirtier than harlots, which should be filthy in the dirt level in the scenery. It's dark. It is physically dark to watch.
It's also a good deal more mature than the cinematic.
Very much so.
I don't think there was anything even remotely offensive in Doctor Strange, for example. I was thinking.
I think there was a little head chopping off business there.
There's not blood spurting. Like, no, it's not graphic.
It was spurt free. Yeah.
Like, when Daredevil gives someone a beat down in this, like, I mean, you see teeth coming out. Like, somebody might be spitting up blood. Like,
and it's not Tarantino so much. It's like a cartoon. It's not that. This is that must have hurt.
Yeah. I don't know that I would, especially Jessica, I would not advise these for the younger crowd.
Correct.
Depending on what you're comfortable with your kids seeing, after I watched several episodes of Daredevil, my son had asked about it. And within, I think, three episodes, I had really come to the conclusion that this was not something he needed to view at this point.
Oddly enough, in watching Jessica Jones, which I think I finished 2 weeks ago, I was thinking, man, she's bitter and sarcastic. My oldest would really like her. Huh. Is there any of this she can't see? And then those parts just, it's like a fast forward in my head. I don't remember, but I know they're there. I know there's inappropriate stuff there. I just don't remember it. I just remember the takeaway.
It'd be like watching an edited version of The Sopranos. You'd see the opening credits,
uh-huh.
maybe them eating dinner, and then the closing credits.
Yeah, I tried to fast forward through Deadpool for her, and we gave up on
it. Some characters cannot exist without those things. Like Spider-Man doesn't need an R rating.
No.
The Punisher, for example.
Yeah.
That guy owned every bit of mm-hmm. that mature rating that he got.
So, first I ask you, have always read comic books
yes.
and things. So, Daredevil, a comic book,
yes.
first of all. Is this following the storyline of what you have read?
They will take the highlights of it. Kind of like similar, again, to the Marvel Universe. They don't do it as like a literal adaptation. It's not the way that, say, Harry Potter was brought to the films.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're not lavishly making sure that, like, dialogue from that is going straight to there. They'll pick moments. They'll pick thematic elements.
Mm-hmm.
You are getting a lot of that, but also keep in mind that a lot of these stories you're telling are based in the 60s, like the 70s. Some of
right.
the elements just don't translate
mm-hmm.
necessarily. They have modernized some of it and combined it in some cases.
So I know you like it.
As a fan of
yeah.
it, I felt that it was true enough to the source material. Like, I didn't find that it was just being disrespectful or taking a character that had nothing to do with that and changing them completely.
Mm-hmm.
The Daredevil that I was familiar with, that I had read, especially a lot of Brian Michael Bendis's and Frank Miller's Daredevil, was very apparent in here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they kept a lot of that and put it into the show.
I just loved it. I love everything about it. Of the four that are currently on Netflix, Daredevil is my favorite. And if you've never seen or heard anything about Daredevil, or maybe just saw a little movie with Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner, this is the opposite of that.
This is the translation we wanted, that we thought we were getting. And like, I don't want to come down on Ben Affleck, because I think he got a lot of that at the beginning of the aughts. But that was not that movie.
Oh, so that's, we're calling them the aughts now?
I think that's what we're referring to.
I know, I was checking the aughts. I'm all about that.
Somebody told me.
It was 18-06. Yeah. I remember that winner. Anyway, the aughts. So, in Daredevil, correct me if I'm wrong, his dad was a fighter.
Mm-hmm. A boxer.
And he was born with vision, Daredevil. Of course, I've totally forgotten his name because he's a
Matt
lawyer
Murdock.
Now. Yeah, Matt Murdock. Yes, that is it. Yes. You're correct. And he had a dad. He could see. And then, much like the radioactive spider, something got in his eyes.
Yes. In the original story, it's splashed in his eyes as he is trying to save someone that is trying to cross the street. More or less, he jumps into harm's way, and as it turns out, it blinds him, but in the process.
And what is it?
Well, some kind of retro mutagen.
I see.
It's very unspecified, but it was enough that it gives him superpowers.
Okay.
Heightened senses and abilities that allow to make up for the fact that he is now unable to see.
Mm-hmm. And right there, that lays out his character. As a kid, what was he, like 12-ish when that happened in the story?
Yeah, I think that's, yeah.
So as a kid, he already knows, do the right thing. His dad, do the right thing. He's a do-the-right-thing kind of guy. He's a do-the-right-thing kind of lawyer. And then he becomes, you know, super ninja guy.
Trained by Stick.
Yes, who's just fabulous. Scott Glenn, I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah. Like, I honestly, if they wanted to do a spinoff on Stick,
I'd watch that.
I would be into that. There is there's a moment, and I can't remember if it's the end of the first or second season. I'm not going to give you any context around it because I don't want to ruin anything, but it's Daredevil and Elektra and the Punisher basically fighting like 200 ninjas on the rooftop of a building. Like, my inner child wept. I was just like, this is what I wanted. Like, I can't believe I'm actually watching this on a television. Like,
and I can watch it again.
Oh, it was just one of the purest moments of joy, like, that I could experience with some kind of literary or media, however you want to like translate that. That moment in the Avengers when you see that spin shot when all of them finally come together.
Mm-hmm.
You know the shot I'm talking
yes.
about. Like, it was in the preview. That's what that was for me. Like, getting to see all of that, I'm just like, and they're just mopping the floor with these ninjas. Like, you need to get up there, and I need to stop talking so I don't ruin anything.
Please watch it.
But, like, this is definitely respectful of its comic book origins. The show it's mature, it's interesting, it's captivating.
And it's funny.
And there's ninjas.
Oh,
there's flipping ninjas.
Yeah.
Literally. They're ninjas that flip. They are flipping.
Mm-hmm.
And,
flipping ninjas.
And stabbing. Oh, dear.
And what goes through the whole of all of it, you have a lawyer and a nurse who are in all of them, or most of them.
The nurse, I believe, is.
Nurses.
I can't remember if Hogarth is in everything.
First of all, Hogarth is like, I just want to say, Hogarth, but that's
Game
of Thrones.
Name.
Isn't it? And she's Trinity.
It took me a moment, like the first time I saw it, because I was just like, why do I know who you are? And I was like, oh, it's Carrie Ann Moss.
That's
right. There you are.
It's Trinity, so you know how killer she is. If I needed a lawyer, I want my lawyer to have been Trinity.
The same intensity that she applied to like 360 kicks mm-hmm. and like riding motorcycles into the side of buildings, she gives you in the intensity with which she faces the issues in this. Like,
yes.
She is not a brawler in this.
So she's a lawyer.
But she's giving you the verbal equivalent mm-hmm. of what she was doing in The Matrix.
It's amazing.
Yes.
She's amazing. So that's really all we can tell you about that. The difference between Daredevil and Jessica Jones. Jessica Jones needs Hogarth often to help her out in situations. And with Daredevil, they're all lawyers. So they law together. They started to law together. Yeah. So
2001.
they run in the same circles there. Only she's obviously she costs a fortune and is worth it. She's one of those kinds of lawyers.
Yes, I think they actually specify her hourly rate, and it gave me a bit of a stomach ache thinking that I will never achieve that.
I should go to law school,
man.
So Jessica Jones, this was her deal. She was going to the beach with her brother and mother and father, and there was an accident, and they all died but her. And then all of a sudden she's strong. That's from her perspective. That is what happened, correct?
And she is adopted then by her...
yes.
The sister character... she wasn't adopted by her sister.
Right.
But the two of them have a strong bond that is explored throughout the course of... this series. Mm-hmm. Kristen Ritter is very intense most of the time.
Yes.
Pangs of emotional, I don't think there's ever an episode I'm just like, well, I'm glad she finally gets to relax.
No, there isn't one of those at all.
David Tennant plays the main villain who has one of the...
My favorite.
I mean, honestly, and again, this is a character that does not, like, there's no,
like... By the way, David Tennant was a Doctor Who, if you did not know that.
There's no fisticuffs that are explored in, like, this. These characters are not doing just an excessive amount of it. Most of what David Tennant does is through his eyes, through his voice, through his presence.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, like, he has so much gravitas. Like, they could have transferred this character to the movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this, that's how much presence he has. Fantastic villain. As far into the second season.
I've watched all of it. And how far have you gotten into it?
I think I'm about two episodes in right now.
Oh, you are in for... You're just going to be so happy.
I have not been disappointed by one of the Netflix Marvel shows yet. Like, Iron Fist did not enthuse me, but again, it wasn't just after I'd watched it that I was like, ugh, why did I do that to me?
Yeah, no, I didn't do that either. Iron Fist was a little more low-key. No, anyway, we'll talk about those later. Daredevil and Jessica Jones, in order of coming out on Marvel, it was Daredevil then Jessica, or is it Daredevil, Luke Cage? I know the Punisher was the last of the four.
I think it was Daredevil, Jessica,
then Luke Cage,
then Iron Fist,
then the Defenders. Okay.
Yeah, I believe.
So, by all means, you don't have to watch them in that order, but watch them in that order. Why not?
Some of the stuff that happens at the end of the seasons kind of interconnect, and Daredevil Season 2, I believe, I want to say it was released before Luke Cage.
Mm-hmm.
I know that it's in there. Daredevil is the best of them.
Yes.
Luke Cage and Jessica are...
They're even in my mind.
They're pretty exceptional.
By the way, please watch the rest of Jessica so we can discuss it.
Yeah, it's just if work and responsibility would not keep getting in my way, like...
Some days, Adam, I get up and I say, I'm not doing that.
Like,
and I just watch it.
But I the Netflix Marvel shows, I have not binged.
You can't help it. And by the way, season two of Jessica Jones... It's great now. It's going to get better.
That's a tall order. But after having watched the first season, like I completely believe that it is capable of that.
Yes, it's going to get so much better.
I want to ask questions about it, but I don't. Even if I do, don't answer it.
I will not tell you.
Refuse to answer me.
And I can't remember when, like, but I know it's not in the first two for sure. So I'm so excited for you. So, in conclusion, Daredevil and Jessica Jones, definite a binge on that.
Yes, yes. Download them to your phone and watch them during lunch, like, mm-hmm. if you have to. Like, it's you. If you are into the Marvel universe and you don't mind a more mature take on these characters, like, you will enjoy this.
Mm-hmm.
It's not adult in the way that your dirty mind just thought, but yeah. It is adult entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's really well done.
Yes.
Unlike Harlots, which, again, had a lot of professionals and a lot of thought put into it, it didn't really deliver for me.
Unless you are a fabric enthusiast.
If you love fabric, watch it. But these shows on Marvel, so much thought's put into them. And the writing, it's the writing. I can get by with a bad actor if the lines are that great. It's not going to be the best thing ever, but I can put up with that. But for me, it comes down to the writing and then the delivery.
And if you'll think about where those shows have come from, mm-hmm. like, it's a visual medium to a certain degree, but, like, if it's not on the page, like, these stories have to be told well. Otherwise, it's just a collection of unrelated drawings.
And what it gets down to, I would say, is all of them, bad stuff happened, but there's a little silver lining there. They want to do the right thing. Doing the right thing can suck.
It's not always the easy.
You know? Sometimes doing the right thing just sucks.
I think Dumbledore said it at some point. I don't remember which one. The difference between what's right and what's easy, there's mm-hmm. usually a chasm between the two of them.
Very much so. And other than that, there's a little bit of the supernatural going on, subtly, it's real life in that it is difficult to do these things. These people are very real in how they are in life. I mean, Jessica's like, it's Monday. I don't want to do this. I don't want to follow
around.
There's
not a lot of her standing on top of buildings with her cape.
No.
Like, kind of flailing behind her while she looks stoically into the future.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica, like, if she has a bad day, she might throw back a couple, like, she might punch it. Like, the characters go through things on this. Like, they may be superhuman in strength or in their ability, but you get to see a very human side of these not necessarily human characters.
Correct. So this, the Marvel shows on Netflix, I'm going to say, are a bit more real than any other Marvel things you are familiar with. So you may love or hate it based on it. Adam and I both just find it gives it more depth.
I think there's room for both mm-hmm. of them. I don't want to see the same thing over and over.
No, neither do I.
And over. And I think this keeps it similar enough that it's not so different that I reject it. But it's different enough that I can digest it and accept that they're still part of a whole.
Mm-hmm. So definitely, we've got a binge on those. So, Harlot cringe.
Definite.
Binge on Daredevil and Jessica Jones and Justified. Justified is on Amazon. Harlots is on Hulu. And Marvel, that is on Netflix. So,
or even the disc-based media, if you want to take a step back. Get it on Blu-ray.
I guess you could. They still make those?
As I understand it.
Really?
Saw one in a museum the other day.
Huh. Yeah. They don't make laser discs, though, do they?
Man, I think I'd do it just to spite like some people. Do you not have a laser disc player in your car? Can I? And they're like, no, get that.
No, go
get
away.
That away.
All right. So if there is something that you think we need to watch, and by the way, Adam and I, we made lists. Clearly, we have superhero powers because you and I both keep roofs over our heads and feed other people, and yet we watch a lot.
We are completely responsible
for TV.
Like just an army of people that are not us.
Yes.
And we are still finding time to take care of number one.
Exactly. I mean, we remember to wear our clothes out in public. I mean, there are things you would think.
I put gas in the car.
Right. I buy food and
bread,
fix food.
Two pieces of bread on sandwiches. Mm-hmm. Like, I adult. Hard.
Yeah, and we watch an just a great amount. By the way, I have a problem when people say to me, oh, I don't have time for TV. Just like when they say, oh, I don't read books. Like,
what do you do with them then?
Like, yeah.
I don't know what to tell them.
I don't have time for TV. I just got a new computer monitor, but I actually bought it because it was a smart TV. In the event that the four people in the house needed a fifth TV, I could use it as both.
One.
Yeah. It was a kindness.
The fact that I can cast my phone to a television and then take it with me anywhere else that I want to go. If I've decided, okay, somebody else needs this, I will now go there, put on the headphones, and continue to do it. Like, I live in the future.
Yeah.
Like, and I say that to myself all the time. I'm so excited.
Mm-hmm. If we could just get those beds that Star Trek has, where you just lay on it and it says everything that's wrong with you.
The bio beds.
And then all of a sudden you're fixed. You'll put that thing on your forehead.
Brrr.
You're done. You're done.
There is not a problem in the world that cannot be solved with a main deflector dish or a tricorder.
Yeah. If only.
Or reversing the polarity. Like, that always helps.
Yeah, yeah. Time-space continuum. Flux capacitor. All right. So, find us. We are easily found on all social media and, of course, through, I'm guessing, through the websites. Maybe not yet. Our time will come.
We're on the internet.
We're on the internet. Find us, because we would love to know what you think as well, even if you disagree. We'll read it and then go, huh, they're wrong. But still, feel free to express yourself.
We will make sure to judge you fairly.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will. So we are going to talk about more streaming goodness on the next episode of Binge or Cringe. I am the Jane Ellen.
And I am Anne Adam Cravens.